You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has indicated
The Wire.
Last week, the government announced new regulations aimed at making supermarket prices clearer for consumers. The regulations mean that products will have to be displayed with a consistent unit, making it easier to distinguish which products are cheaper. I spoke to Consumer New Zealand's Jessica Walker about these new regulations, as well as the campaign to rid New Zealand supermarkets of, quote, dodgy supermarket specials.
So the regulation that's recently passed means that supermarkets over a certain size have to incorporate unit pricing in their stores. What that means is when you're looking at an item, you see not only the total cost of the product, but how much it is, say, it'll be different per product type. It could be per 100 grams or per 100 millilitres, and that lets you as the consumer make an informed decision. So just because something is bigger doesn't necessarily mean it's better value. So if it's being rolled out consistently across all the main supermarkets, you'll be able to see whether a product on special or maybe not even on special is actually as good a deal as you would hope it is. So this is something that is in place in other countries. We're quite far behind, unfortunately, with getting this out there. And although it was passed very recently, the stores have got up to a year to actually implement this in the shops. And so all stores have to comply by the end of August next year. You know, they're still a year away, so you might not see any changes on your shelves anytime soon.
I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little bit more on some of the benefits of these new regulations for consumers.
Absolutely. So the benefit of unit pricing is that everybody who goes into the shop can see exactly how much the value of something, I suppose. So by breaking it down into the price per unit rather than the total cost, you can look at, say, you've got five different brands of mayonnaise on the shelf. And it might be that the smallest one looks the cheapest, and obviously the biggest one's the most expensive. But when you look at the unit price, you might find that actually the bigger one works out much cheaper because, say, it's, I don't know, 20 cents per 100 mil, whereas the smaller one would be 50 cents per 100 mil. And so you can see right there without having to get your phone out and do the math that's going to be your saving. And what they found in Australia when they rolled this out is that 11% of people were making savings on their grocery bill as soon as this unit pricing was rolled out, because people could make really informed choices and see where they would get the best value for their money, the best bang for the buck, if you like.
And that's great, because it also, I guess, it increases competition that way when values are made so much easier to see and process.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. So that, you know, when retailers can compare their unit prices with another, it should force them or hopefully encourage them to sharpen their prices, because, you know, they all want to have this competitive edge, and it's going to be a much easier and clearer way of seeing what the actual breakdown cost of certain products is at each store. So it should really work in the benefit of consumers, but we've just got to wait and see if it plays out the way we hope it's going to.
And yeah, Consumer New Zealand has launched a campaign to rid New Zealand of quote-unquote dodgy supermarket specials.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, how will these new regulations help combat dodgy supermarket specials, and what are some other tactics consumers should be aware of in supermarkets?
That is a great question. So if the unit pricing is rolled out properly, and if consumers will take the time to look at the labels, which we really hope and encourage people to do, it should kind of stop the dodgy specials, because you're not just seeing the great big label say special or low value or everyday value. You can actually figure out the value of each particular product. So, you know, we just have to wait and see. And that's something else that we're a little bit concerned about. And hopefully, I think the law will be clear that this can't be in teeny tiny font to the bottom right hand of the ticket. You know, it should be really prominent and clear how much these things cost per unit. So once that's in place, it should mean that when you go to do your shopping, you know, you might have a list and you can tick it off and you can see how much all of these different products are costing. And that should kind of, well, we hope it will negate the lure on the pull that some of these specials have. Because right now what we know is that so many New Zealanders shop by special, which is understandable, you know, in this cost of living crisis where every dollar counts. Of course, you're going to reach for something that looks like it's on special. But what we've found since we started asking for people to share examples, whether in September last year, we've had over 600 people get in touch with really great evidence where they thought they were going to pay a particular price, and when they got to the till, it was more, or a special tag, and they lift it up, and actually the special price is more expensive than the everyday price that's hidden underneath it. We've also seen dodgy multi-buys where people have bought, say, three packets of biscuits for $6, but then if you look in the small print, they're only $1.50 each. So there's all these kinds of tips and tricks that you really need to look out for. And, you know, it's hard right now. People are really, really trying to save money, and we're worried that these things that are going on are making us spend more than we really need to. So that was the real driving force behind our campaign. We have just submitted our evidence gathered throughout the month of June. So that was 80 examples to the Commerce Commission, and that's the Commerce Commission who investigates supermarkets. We hope it will.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one too, because I guess the government just instated a new grocery commissioner as well. So I think there's a lot of excitement. I say excitement, but it's not really excitement around what's happening in the supermarket sector and potentially getting to be more equitable.
I think hope's probably the right word. You know, with these changes, things like the unit pricing being rolled out and the covenants and the fact that we do have this new grocery commissioner, I think, you know, this is intended to make it fairer for all New Zealanders, and we really hope that is the case. But we're going to keep an eye on it. So just because we've got this grocery commissioner, we don't think, okay, that's our job done. We're still really keen to keep our eyes and ears out and find out what's really happening for people in the shops, because, you know, we know these supermarkets are making eye-watering profits, some of them. And when people are having to put things back when they go to the shopping because they can't afford to pay for it, or, you know, we've heard from people who are having to go without food on a daily basis because they can't afford it, it's just something's got to change. We are hopeful, we remain hopeful, but we really hope to do some changes very soon.
I know that Consumer New Zealand is also a pragmatic organisation, so I wanted to ask if there's any further recommendations, or if there's any policies that you guys have thought of that would help the supermarket sector in terms of getting fairer prices for consumers.
Again, that's a great question. We think the huge problem that New Zealand faces is the lack of competition. You know, that's not something that can be solved overnight, and that's a huge issue to overcome. But we would really love to see more competition in the sector. Things like Snoopy, you know, where this online store, which I believe is starting to expand outside of Auckland, I mean, that's a great initiative, and we hope that that's going to lead to lower prices because people will have more alternatives, you know. We're very mindful that some people have got no choice but to shop at one particular supermarket because it's the only one they can get to. And when that's the case, it's really hard to kind of, I guess, enforce change. So we believe it is going to be a slow process, but we are, this is something that we will be keeping a very close eye on.
I was also wondering, this is just a bit of a side question, but I was wondering if Consumer New Zealand has been in contact with the new Grocery Commissioner, or if there's been any, you know, communication between you and the new commission.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's been for a chat with our chief executive. The rest of the team haven't met him yet, but I understand that was a good first meeting. We're really hopeful that he's going to be doing exactly what he says, and that's shining a light on what's happening in the supermarket, because the more evidence we've got, you know, hopefully it means that there will be change, or at least we'll have a really good case for saying that things need to change, because right now, since that market study that was done, I can't even remember how long ago, but it's a fair while ago now, you know, the more evidence we've got, the better. It helps people make informed decision making, and if far more regulations are needed, then that evidence will really help to ensure that they're robust and lead to good things for New Zealand consumers.
That was Consumer New Zealand's Jessica Walker talking about new unit pricing regulations for supermarkets.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.